Welcome back to Allison Moon's Tip of the Tongue, starting in 1 minute, right after a word from our executive director.
This is Louis Lopardi, the executive director of All Out Arts. We've been around for nearly 20 years and can boast of never having less than 92% public support. This is astounding for a nonprofit. However, due to the current pandemic, we have lost 95% of our earned income for the past year. This puts our city funding in jeopardy, as well as our very survival. Please go to our website to download today's broadcast program, and while you're there, make any donation you can to our survival fund. Guarantee that our mission, fighting prejudice through the arts, continues. Thank you.
Now we return to the art gallery world and Tip of the Tongue.
I have a map in my head of my body. It's made of photo paper. Developed where she's touched me, blank where she has yet to. It started after that night, that first night. I remember every part of me that she touched. The back of my head, my left ear inside and out, the right side of my jaw, both shoulders, my spine from the nape of my neck all the way down, both hips, both thighs, genitals inside and out, hands, wrists, breasts. Each time I see her, another part of my body gets defined, emerging out of the whiteness, coming fully into view. Someday my map will be complete, inside and out. She will have touched me everywhere.
Don't move. The light on your hair is just perfect. Ah, now you're just going for the glamour.
I'm going for a lot of things.
Ah.
Let me try.
Try what?
Let me shoot you like one of your French girls.
Well?
Baby, you look so hot in those clothes.
Oh, no. That's not even in the vicinity of correct.
Well, I'm in charge here. I'm going to make you famous, baby.
Closer. Did you just take a picture of my vulva? How was that for you?
Naughty.
Something tells me you like feeling that way. Was it in focus? Do it again.
Really?
Did you open the aperture?
F's at 2.
That should be fine. Try and bumping up the ISO.
I'm too shaky.
Take a deep breath and shoot on a slow exhale.
Oh, wow, that totally works.
It's almost like I know what I'm doing.
Doubtful. I'm not inexperienced, you know.
No, I know. I wouldn't have...
You wouldn't?
No.
You could tell.
You develop a sense. You know, women who have their shit together.
Versus?
The women who imprint on you like ducklings.
Did that ever happen to you?
Yeah.
Find your light. Now me.
You sure? You're naked.
I want to see this.
You're a wild one, that's for sure. Yes. What? Are you fucking kidding? Yes. Yes. No. Yes. Oh, bitch!
What?
Amy is suing me.
What? Why?
Oh, fucking hick fuck dumbass knuckle dragging fuck.
Who?
Fuck him and fuck her for fucking believing him.
Lydia, what are you going to do?
You may want to consider settling.
Killing the show.
You can make more work. You can't do that from prison.
Oh, please. It's a lawsuit, not a criminal charge.
Still, you settle. We both take a financial hit, but we can spin it back in our favor. Suppressing the arts, censorship, queer and gritty urban life versus gentrified post-tech bullshit. I'll rush the next show and maybe put up some of your cityscapes in the meantime. This doesn't have to be a career killer.
I can't bury this. Volunteers is the best thing I've ever made.
Do you have any contracts?
Yes. Oh, somewhere.
And proof of age and everything. Lydia.
Amy, yes. I don't have records on Janelle.
You lost them?
I never wanted them.
My God!
Janelle was a grown woman when she found me, when she posed for me, when she fucked me, and when she killed herself.
Are you the only one who believes that? Does Amy know? If this goes to trial, there will be criminal charges pressed. Your work is risque enough. They'll call you a predator, a pornographer.
I am a pornographer.
You want a jury to know that? Or did you just use that pseudonym for kicks? Did you keep records for your other models?
Some. It was a different time. There weren't all the legal...
If you have a record of photographing young women...
God, you make me sound like one of those priests.
If there's a pattern, the lawyers will find it. That's what they do. Do you really want to go down for child pornography because of this show?
Janelle was 17. If she'd stayed in her hick town, she would have had a whole trailer full of kids by then.
And your other models? Were there children?
Define children.
Pre-sexual human beings, Lydia.
Pre-sexual how?
Unbelievable.
If you mean prepubescent, no, of course not. But pre-sexual isn't very clear. I did photograph virgins. I know I photographed girls who weren't virgins but should have been. Many girls lied about their age. They still do. I'm sure... Well, God knows I did, but we didn't care. I mean, we told ourselves if they were old enough to get themselves there, they were old enough to accept the consequences.
Do you still believe that?
These women didn't find me accidentally. They'd knock on any door and take any job to get what they were looking for. I was the safest one, the best one, the only one who...
We're killing the show. We're settling and we're praying they drop it all.
Janelle sought me out.
And no one fucking cares. They will dig, Lydia. They will dig and destroy you, and you probably deserve it.
We can fight it just the same. Queer aesthetic and all
that. That argument falls apart when it comes to photographing minors. At any point in our entire relationship, any one of these women could have come back and taken everything from us. Everything we made together, every scrap of our lives, our art, our reputations, our freedom. I cannot believe you would sacrifice all of that to get whatever the lesbian version of getting your dick wet is.
How dare you imply that this was about getting off?
We both know there's no difference between art and sex when it comes to you.
You think I keep these photographs for masturbatory material? You who slathers me in compliments, who petitions the MoMA to give me retrospectives? You cannot accuse me of profiting off filth when you're the one cashing the checks.
This is criminal.
So are our lives until the 90s. We committed crimes against the state just by being born. Drugs, sodomy, it's what we're paid to do. It's why they love us. Transitive transgression. But... do not confuse legality with morality. I have not done harm, and I refuse to pretend that I have.
I am not, as a gay man and public figure, going to make a stand in defense of these photographs. We are not that liberated yet. They call you a predator, and you become one. End of story. There's no way back from that. You'll make a new show. Something with models you can trust.
I already have that. Here. On the light box.
You are willfully misinterpreting a schoolgirl crush as something more sophisticated.
She seduced me.
Did you never seduce someone just to see if you could?
Who are you to tell her how she feels?
Just take some goddamn responsibility for once. How are you so incapable of seeing the effect you have on people? What makes volunteers so mind-blowing is your lack of self-awareness. And now you show me these proofs of you holding the neck of a teenager while out of frame? I can only imagine what is going on. It implicates me as a viewer. I become complicit in your abuse.
She is not being abused, Henry. The relationship is intelligent and sober.
But is it equal? Does she have as much power, as much to lose or gain? Does she have money or fame or her own goddamn apartment? She came to you because she needed something.
Yes, she did. She needed a loving woman in her life, someone to talk to without judgment, to offer compassion and guidance, someone to recognize her intelligence and talent and potential.
You just described a mother, not a lover.
Well, why not both? Did you never have a father figure you also fucked? Oh, come on, your people invented the concept of daddy.
It's different with men.
How old were you?
When?
First time you fucked a man. Oh, could you even claim the title of man yourself? Come on, Henry. Tell me about Fire Island again. Or the kindly silver fox who needed help around the house. Or the lonely married man just looking for a little momentary joy in exchange for $20.
I was 14. I was lucky. He wasn't much older. It was only blowjobs.
But then, you stopped and joined a monastery like all the delicate boys were supposed to.
You know what I did. I got paid for it, just like you.
Victims, we too.
I wasn't I was dazzled. Men would pay me to please me.
That surprised you.
Then it did, yes. Now, when I was a kid, a young man, I would save up for mowing lawns for a ferry ticket. On the island, I found a spot under the black cherry trees. I liked it when others watched. Sometimes the men would pay. I wouldn't even need to ask. But it was never about the money for me. I went back years later. I was 25, 27, maybe, to cruise. I was curious how it had changed. And of course it hadn't. I saw a kid there, 15, 16 at the most. Black hair, bright eyes. He wanted to hook up. I thought he was a hustler, but he just liked being out there, just like I did, trading blowjobs, sunbathing, and having all the older guys just fawn over him. We went to the dunes, jerked each other off, some drawing sweat from our skin. I felt so saggy compared at 20-something. Can you imagine? He was just so... Afterwards, he told me he went there every day, hooked up constantly, but he had never kissed a man. I asked if he wanted to kiss me. He said yes. It was...
a crime.
It's different, Lyd.
Like, you can make that assessment.
Young men, they're just...
grotesque. What you are implying is grotesque. That a young woman can't have her own sense of sexual agency. That she can never consent when a young man of the same age can have dozens of partners before he can even vote. You want me to believe that Charlotte or Janelle or any woman is a victim from the day she's born until some magical moment when she becomes a victimizer? Is that it?
It's not that simple.
No, it's not. That's precisely the point.
Lydia, I got the... Sorry, I can come back.
It's fine. Come in.
Hi, Henry.
Charlotte. Charlotte, would you mind having a word with me?
Why?
You don't have to.
You don't have to do anything you don't want to.
Oh, Jesus, Henry, knock it off.
What's going on?
Henry thinks I'm taking advantage of you. You're here against your will.
I have keys.
This isn't the right way to have this conversation.
Would you rather dress it up in queer theory or urban cynicism? Charlotte and I are fucking, and you find that disturbing.
Whoa.
Why is everyone acting like they're meeting me for the first time? I have made you rich! A naked 17-year-old with track marks and smeared lipstick. Put your gallery on the map.
I didn't know that.
But you never asked.
You made me an accessory to child abuse! Twice over.
I'm not a child.
Legally speaking, Charlotte, darling, legally you can't consent to this, no matter how much you like her.
Don't patronize me.
Then don't implicate me. What must I say to convince you that this is a categorically bad idea? They will take everything from you, Lydia. Everything. Our homes, my galleries, your studio, your reputation. No one will buy you. No one will touch you. They will not only kill your career, but erase what's already been. They will update textbooks to remove your images. Everyone you respect will try and distance themselves from you to save their own asses. There's no middle ground on this. This is your end game. You can still make a play. Just make a smart one, for God's sakes. You still have access to my lawyer. I strongly suggest you put her to use. Settle, Lydia, for the good of us all. You can have whatever this is, or you can have your career. But not both. And my friendship, whatever that's worth to you. Let this go, and you can hold on to your dignity, your reputation, and whatever's left.
Let what go?
Everything. You.
Do you want to?
No.
But the show.
Yes.
What Henry said. You have to cut one of us. It would be easier if it were me.
Yes.
I love you.
No.
What?
You love a series of moments. You're filling in the blanks between them to make up whatever story you want. I should have been the adult. I should have stopped it. But it was just so much fun. We were so much in love with what we were doing and who we were. I should have been the one to put on the brakes. But that feeling of making something amazing, it's stronger than lust or hunger. It's the strongest thing I've ever felt, and I'm not much of a fighter.
You're not talking about me, are you?
What?
Don't punish me for this.
Charlotte.
I'm afraid of mediocrity.
Why?
It just seems like the worst thing in the world.
You got that from me. I apologize. You're young, it's early. I'm sure you'll be fine.
I don't want fine. I want this. It feels like a drug.
It is.
I want you.
No.
Please, please help me. Please let me, please.
Charlotte.
Get your camera.
What?
This is what you do. I don't want to forget. Help me freeze this feeling.
No.
Please.
Charlotte.
Take me.
The first time I stood in front of a camera, I was in a bathing suit. That's not so salacious. Most kids have records of beach trips and swim teams. Most kids don't get paid for those photos, though. What I found crammed on sweaty subway cars, a bikini in my backpack, and wads of 20s in my shoes wasn't insight into the male mind or some sort of cycle of abuse. It was power. Not in some sort of defiant riot girl way, but rather a sense of agency. In a moment, when the man behind the camera snapped, it was always a man. I could decide who I wanted to be. Vixen or victim, concubine or conqueror. I had access to the infinite mutability of the self. And in each moment, with each shutter snap, I would decide anew who I would be. Anew, like it was some sort of magic, that the viewer would know who I was without even understanding why. I would infect their minds with the avatar I assumed. Somewhere along the way, I lost that skill. Maybe once I picked up a camera, I gifted that magic to my models, and it was no longer mine to wield, or it never really existed at all. I look at these pictures. Amy, of Janelle, of Charlotte, my protege, my Proteus, changing shape, moving through forms, trying to find the right one to release herself from my grasp.
Who
Whose picture is this?
What do you mean?
Who does this picture belong to?
Well, my finger was on the shutter, obviously. Your hands are there and there.
But I'm in the frame.
Yes, that is correct.
If it were hanging in a gallery, what would the placard say?
Well, it can't.
But if it could?
Okay, it would say something like Charlotte number one, color photograph, Lydia Marx.
So subject object.
More like subject objectifier.
I thought you said photography was a model's medium.
Well, sure.
I like my mouth here.
Yeah, I like it here too.
If it were me.
It is you.
I mean, if it were mine, I'd probably want the scratches to show a bit more.
I like them subtle.
But I think this one is about the scratches. I'd probably bump up the reds a bit, otherwise my skin looks too clear, like it's photoshopped.
You have very lovely skin.
I look too pretty.
I thought you liked looking pretty.
But they shouldn't look too done, you know? Like, there should be more menace at the edges to set the viewers off balance, so it's not just some pretty girl in the throes of passion, but some real dark energy creeping in at the edges.
Why do you want that?
Because it feels...
Go ahead.
True, I guess.
Oh.
Like with Janelle and Amy.
What about them?
Like, that one when they're in the bed, and their fingers are entwined, and it looks like they're holding hands, but you can just barely see the needle. Or the volunteers one, where you're clearly the only conscious one, and there's this kind of question like, are they asleep? Are they passed out? You know?
Yes.
So don't you think that maybe the menacing factor is, like, the whole point of your work?
Are you writing a dissertation?
I just mean, I think that maybe that should be in these pictures, too. The darkness, or else.
Or else?
They don't look like yours.
Maybe I'd like to try something new. Something kind.
I thought you said you were a violent person.
Am I not allowed to try to be better?
Better? Or someone else?
It doesn't matter anyway.
What doesn't?
Pictures will never show, so my vision, your vision, it doesn't matter.
What about your archives?
What about them?
Will you destroy them?
I probably should.
Do you want to? Why do you keep them? For real?
How does a camera work?
Light bounces off a subject, moves through a lens, hits the film, creates a chemical reaction.
Yes.
So?
These proofs are the first point of contact. Any print that is made later, it's a filter of a filter, but these, you said it yourself, permanent reminders of temporary feelings.
But you don't want to remember.
No, I don't. But most of these women felt safe enough to be truly vulnerable at one moment in their lives, with me. Do you think they even let their husbands get this close to them? I don't need to remember them, per se, but I do feel like it's my responsibility to protect them.
I don't think a judge would agree.
Yeah, no shit. You know, 90% of people who pose for pictures like this never do another shoot. They show up looking for something, usually just cash, so that they can pay for rent or an abortion or bus ticket to the next place. But sometimes they're looking for something more. Excitement or life experience. A little insight, a chance to figure something out. I mean, I'm not saying that letting them into my studio was smart or even kind, but I said yes to them all. I gave them what they wanted, even if the whole world said they were being exploited. I trusted them to know what they were looking for. And I tried to help best I could.
What would it take for my pictures to get shown?
You didn't magically age?
All right.
What?
I lied.
What are you talking about?
I'm 22.
Come on.
I'm 22.
Why?
Why not?
Damn it, Charlotte.
It's not so evil.
Are you serious? Whoa, you made me believe.
I didn't make you anything. You decided. Does it really change anything? Am I different to you?
No, I am different. Why?
Honestly? I just wanted you to trust me. To feel something so you'd let me in. It's weird how people act when they think you're too young to know better or know yourself or whatever. It's easier. When you're on one side of that invisible boundary, people say you're too young to know what you want. And no matter how certain you are, how deeply you feel it, they'll never believe you. So you get to see what people really think about you by how they try to develop you into their ideal of who you should be.
You lied to me.
You got what you needed. Aren't these photographs your best work? Aren't you proud of what we did?
Yes. No.
Because you believed you were committing a crime? Being transgressive? Or because you just liked the idea of fucking a teenager?
Again.
No, you can't keep changing your story like this.
You just said I could. I'm changing my mind. I'm sorry, I'm not some whatever they call girls like me.
There are many names.
These pictures are really good, Lydia. You know that. They're gorgeous. You should be happy. I am.
No, you have made me...
Not a criminal. That's a win. In this case, at least. You're not going to go to jail. You're not going to have to kill anything.
It's already done. Are you really...
What does it matter?
It matters. Of course it matters. You just said...
That it's arbitrary. Is that what you believe?
Bullshit!
Hey, that's my bag!
Are you setting me up?
What?
You knew exactly why you came to me. Why would someone like you want anything from an old dyke but money?
What the hell? Stop!
Jesus, who doesn't keep an ID in their bag?
Stop!
What's this photo? Are you stealing from me? God, you are...
Fine, I lied.
What?
Never mind, I lied. Okay, I'm 17, okay, whatever.
Damn it, Charlotte, you can't keep changing your mind.
I'm sorry, just give the picture back.
It's not yours.
She's more mine than yours.
You're going to use it to build a case against me?
Could I? How old was she?
I don't know, that's the whole fucking point.
Did you fuck her? Did you?
You are not allowed to be jealous of things that happened decades before you were born.
Oh, fuck you.
You wouldn't believe me if I said no.
You're lying.
What does it matter?
It matters. To me, it matters, okay? Call it whatever you want.
Look, I'm sorry. I just don't understand why you'd steal. Why you'd push?
My dad has emphysema. I told you that already. We were barbecuing in the back for the 4th of July. He had an attack, and I ran to grab his inhaler. It wasn't in his sock drawer like usual, so I just dug and dug through like 4 drawers of crap, and I found this picture. A copy of it, torn from a magazine, like one of the gross kinds. Yeah, I'm super impressed with myself for tracking you down, actually. You don't sign your pictures. Not these kinds, at least. The fancy ones you do. But I guess there is a style. The difference is just lighting, frame, angle. I almost didn't recognize her. I mean, this was from way before I was born. I had her chin, people said. And I guess the same figure, but of course no one would have known that. You know how she died? Aneurysm. In the bathroom of the Capitol Diner. I was having blueberry pancakes. My dad was worried that her eggs were getting cold, so he ate them. He ordered more and sent me to look for her. Blueberries make me sick now.
I'm so sorry.
My dad never talked about it. He said he met my mom in a club, which I guess could be true. I just never asked what kind of club.
Your mother had a life before you. You can love her and you can miss her, but you can't judge her. Not for this.
I just never thought she'd...
All sorts of people make money in all sorts of ways. There's no shame in any of it. We do what we have to do to get by. That's just...
Art?
Capitalism.
You're not my mom, Lydia. Despite whatever Henry or whoever thinks, you're nothing like her. But holding you makes me feel closer to her. Sorry if that sounds gross.
It doesn't.
When I found it, I kept waiting for the right moment to ask just anything about her. And that's really all. I just wanted more of her story.
Give it here. This was in my old studio before any of the fine art stuff hit. I was just scraping by, shooting girls for the gross magazines. She spent a couple of hours here. I couldn't tell you what we talked about.
Did you sleep with her?
I don't know.
How can you not remember her?
Will you remember me?
I didn't mean for any of the other stuff to happen. I didn't come here to... I don't know. I thought I wanted something, and then I changed my mind. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're allowed to change your mind.
You just said I couldn't.
I didn't mean...
The way I feel when you shoot me, I don't feel like a subject. I feel loved. Do you think she felt that way?
I hope so.
I hate that these can't be a thing. It's so fucking arbitrary. Like, how old do I have to be to decide when I can use my body and for what?
It depends on what state you're in.
Geographically or mentally?
Can I tell you why I shot you like I did? This story, at least my version of it, isn't grim or dire, and nothing ends up dead this time.
Except maybe your career.
I had a good run. Far more than I deserve.
What about us?
The truth? It's a yes or no question. But you aren't very good at those.
The real answer is never that simple.
If you stay, and you can, but you probably shouldn't. If you stay, we will make great art and have great illicit sex, and you will quickly outgrow me. You probably already have. You'll find people who captivate you, and you will turn your lens to them, and you will achieve some measure of success, at least. I hope you will. And I will drink wine at your receptions and write letters of recommendation to art schools and all the other things dried up elders do for their protégés, but I will be proud, and I will be ashamed, and I will be better having known you.
Is that what you want?
I thought I knew. What do you want?
I want these pictures in a gallery.
Kid, that's just not possible.
Are you sure? Like, what if you don't have to take the blame?
Or the credit.
Maybe you can choose. Victim or villain, you have to be one. How about you decide which one you be?
That's not how that works.
Well, you told me yourself. You stare down the camera and decide who you are. I already did. You can see it in every frame. If you settle with Amy, all of this goes away.
Yes, it does.
So, you decide. I'm going to keep this picture, okay? And I'm going to go. Did I make you feel beautiful?
Yes.
You made me feel that way too. Not just in the photographs, but especially in them. You gave me exactly what I wanted, even though I didn't know I wanted it. Do you know why these pictures are so good? Because the longer you look at them, the more the story changes. Without the context, it's hard to know what to believe. These pictures are the point of contact, intention, and release. Take a look and decide who you want to be. It's open! Hey, Henry, I'm just about ready.
No rush. The caterers just arrived.
Oh, yay! I can't wait to see them.
I had to tell them to scale back on all the staff they wanted to bring. They're all so proud of you.
Or jealous.
Those feelings coexist more often than one might expect. Get used to it. How do you feel?
Sober. Scared.
That's good. New review posted today. Have you seen this one?
Read it to me while I finish my makeup.
Newcomer Charlotte Bratton's must-see debut as an implication, an exorcism, and a crime. Protégé of the former queen of downtown queer aesthetic, Lydia Marks,
Bratton's photographs lead viewers far deeper than Marks' distancing gaze, placing herself in the center of the frame. Though viewers, to spare themselves guilt, may hope otherwise, there's little doubt that the sex acts featuring the underage Bratton, though oblique, are the genuine article. At first glance, the images invite moral outrage. A close-up of Bratton's face, wet with tears, and a woman's thumb in her mouth as though to pacify her. A diptych of city window voyeurism paired with Bratton's bare and bruised back. Her mouth in ecstatic flush, mirroring the red finger marks on her slender throat. It is her ferocious yet fragile gaze and the assurance that it is her finger on the shutter that allay anxieties of bystander guilt. Where most attempts to communicate the visceral power of sexual submission flounder as cheap theater, Bratton makes a clear statement as to whom is truly in control. The artist, as a young woman offering up the tender flesh of her throat to the hand of an unseen lover. if one is to make sense of what it means to be a brazen, modern, relentlessly sexual artist, Bratton, and only Bratton, is the one to watch.
Are you ready?
No.
You have been listening to Tip of the Tongue, a radio play by Allison Moon. This has been a production of All Out Arts in the 2021 season of the Fresh Fruit Festival, financed in part by the New York City Department of Cultural Affairs and the New York City Council, and by listeners like you. Please download a full-color program book of this and other productions at our website, FreshFruitFestival.com. And thank you for tuning in. This is Louis Lopardi in New York City.